When New Orleans musicians want to say a certain thing, instead of words, they use a four-note phrase.
It's a bugle call or a band call to assemble.
It's a pretty simple thing, strike up the band.
It's like, come on, rally, come to the bandstand and be ready to do it. Let's go.
It's a secret musician's call. Don't tell anybody I told you that.
We either whistle or we play that on our horn.
Yeah, the call. The call to play.
But this call doesn't belong to musicians alone. It's also sung by one of the city's most common species, the mockingbird.
When I hear that four-note whistle, it sounds like a mockingbird to me, very much. My name is Peter Yawkey. I'm a professor at the University of New Orleans in the Department of Geography, and I also am the campus ornithologist. I study birds.
Yawkey says when musicians use this phrase, they're likely borrowing from the mockingbird's repertoire.
That particular whistle sounds very much like the phrases a mockingbird would use. It's repetitive, it's got the right pitch, it's got the right amount of substance to the notes, as opposed to, you know, bird notes can be either thinner or heavier, thicker, as it were. There's all different kind of subtleties to the way they sound, and they acquire more and more phrases during their lifetime by imitating things.
But who is imitating who? Musicians and mockingbirds keep the same hours, and it's easy to imagine a late night jam session between them. So is this call the original song of the mockingbird, or did the mockingbird, a famous mimic, cop the phrase from New Orleans jazz musicians? Who's the real songwriter? We asked trumpeter Leroy Jones.
They pick up everything they sense and mock everything that they hear. And we had one that came, because he comes so early in the morning, I had to put the window down. He was right in the tree. It's not annoying, but I mean, at six, I don't want to hear you singing, whistling, going through a whole cadence of different whistles. And all of a sudden, you, because he's probably heard that being, you know, in the neighborhood, and he's emulating what he's heard, and he's doing the whistle, so he knows it too.
The mockingbird is singing just like me.
I would certainly think it'd be more likely that the musician learned it from the bird, right? Because the fact that the notes sounded so mockingbird-like to me means that either they learned it from a musician, then it spread throughout the species, which seems pretty unlikely, or it's more likely that the musician heard it from the bird.
The whole thing is first comes the hearing, then comes the speaking. Or first comes the hearing, then comes the whistling.
Listen to the mockingbird.
It pierces through no matter what, if there's a big ruckus going on. And you probably noticed that too, you know, you got hundreds of multitude of people out at the second line, and you hear the you can hear that above all of that. And you can always tell somebody who lives here or has lived here or is from here, when they hear that signal, they look for somebody because they know it's some either a musician or it's somebody from New Orleans. People from anywhere else in the world, anywhere else in this country, do not understand that. This is something very unique to New Orleans. And it's something that has been passed on down from generation to generation.
That's like old school New Orleans brass band, take it to the street, sort of how to call the guys.
Whatever pitch you start at, the root note and in a fourth away is the top note that you would whistle or that you would play. In the musical terms, it's a perfect fourth. Because it's the fourth degree of the scale. Like, and do, re, mi, fa, it's just a portion of a scale.
We may never know who started the musical conversation, the mockingbird or the musician. And speaking of musicians, in addition to ornithologist Peter Yawkey and trumpeter Leroy Jones, you also heard musicians Joe Braun, Matt Bell, Craig Klein, James Singleton, and Wendell Brunius. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.